Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Friday, July 24th. We've got August option expiration today. Keep an eye on any of those positions if they are close to the money. We finished with December corn up a half cent overnight at 336. That's down 3 3/4 on the week so far. We're about in the middle of the week's range. We've got resistance above the market, 50-day moving average at 340 and the 20-day coming in at 342. Funds are short about 150,000 contracts by estimate. At this point, we'll get a better idea on this afternoon's commitment of traders report. Market has been pretty quiet since those reporting period ended on Tuesday, so we will see where the funds sit as we head into next week. Not a whole lot threatening on the weather fronts, maybe a little bit warmer weather moving in, but there has been some decent precipitation, and only about 20% of that corn area looks to be relatively dry. Taking a look at wheat, we had September finish up 5.5 cents at 535. That's up 0.25 cents on the week. September Kansas City up 5.5, 446 3/4. That's down 2 on the week. And September Minneapolis spring wheat up 3.5 cents, 513.5. Wheat overnight basically retracing yesterday's losses. We've been in a range here about 7 or 8 cents for the last few days. Notably in the wheat, we've got the dollar moving lower again overnight here. We're hitting a lows we haven't seen since about October of 2018. We got down to 94.48 overnight, trading at 94.55 here. So if this bearishness in the U.S. dollar continues, it is relatively heavy weighted against the euro, and that is our main competition there as far as Russia and European wheat exporter, so maybe that will make the U.S. a bit more competitive and we can start participating in some of these tenders. We've got the funds short small position, a couple thousand in Chicago wheat and short about 20,000 in Kansas City. Again, we will get updated on that this afternoon after the close. Chicago wheat is drifting between the 100-day moving average at 523 and the 200-day resistance at 536. Kansas City, not as strong as Chicago has been in this last week, needs to probably take out resistance at that 50-day moving average of 451. Taking a look at beans, we had November finish up a half cent, $9.05. That's up 5.5 cents on the week. USDA announced another sale this morning, 252,000 tons of beans to unknown, most likely China, and 133,000 tons of soybean cake to the Philippines. That's 5 days in a row of sales to China or unknown this week. That puts the total at almost 1.5 million metric tons. That obviously have been supportive of the beans. China doing these purchases in spite of a little bit of heightened tensions between the U.S. and China just recently, with the U.S. closing down the Houston consulate due to spying accusations, and China now closing down a consulate in Chengdu that keeps an eye on Tibet. They have done that in retaliation, but it appears that with demand and with the price and availability, that China is buying these beans when they have to, not because they want to. Outside markets, we've got the stock market taking a little bit of a dive again overnight here, down 150 points after yesterday's sell-off. Crude oil trading up 28 cents a barrel at 41.35, and the dollar down 9 ticks at 94.55. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.